So, good morning. It's 9:52 a.m. on Thursday, October the 19th, 2017. I got out. It was a near thing. I almost didn't. I've got... Yesterday I couldn't get out of my own way. Yesterday was just awful. I didn't get any writing done. I didn't get any playing done. I didn't get anything done. Partly, I think it was because I didn't get very much sleep Wednesday night or Tuesday night. And partly, I think I was having just a little reaction to the flu shot from Monday. I had a headache most of the day. Muscle aches. I'm feeling a little better today. I got a good night's sleep last night. My poor wife did not, but I got a good night's sleep. The crew is hard at work here this morning. We got the trusses all up. Or at least mostly up. It looks like on the first building they've got the walls almost complete. Second building, we still have some wallboard to go up. This lady's yard looks so nice. All of the fall flowers are blooming. She's got them out in pots, big pots. They look delightful. A lot of reds, some whites, a little purple, a bit of pink. It's quite nice. What's this sound? Blowing out the sprinklers. Had mine done the other day. They're coming to aerate the lawn today. I wish I had thought to go out when the guys were there blowing out sprinklers to mark the sprinkler heads. Because I can't find all of them. Marked them as best I could. Left it out for the guys not to ring the bell. My wife has gone back to bed. She's going to go right through the roof when they start aerating the backyard, but so it goes. It won't take very long if she could just tough it out for a couple of minutes. It'll be over. I have to go to the grocery store today, too. My prescriptions are ready and I am out. So I've got to go pick those up. At some point I gotta get back into the words. Heard some words. I can't finish this book if I don't. Heard some words. I can't get it done by the end of the month if I'm not actually putting words on the page. I wore a jacket. I had to zip it up a little while ago because I was cold. I was walking in the shadows. But I'm warming up pretty good now. It's 50 degrees. Official temperature is 44, which seems a little low. It's 50 degrees outside my back door. It's going to be another beautiful day. It is gorgeous. There's a little high thin cloudiness. There's a lot of hissing. There's a lot of condensation trails up there. Lots of yellow, lots of traffic, lots of noise this morning, holy cow. I'm glad I waited for it to warm up a little bit though. I was out putting the trash out at 7 o'clock and it was cold. It was as cold as it's going to be, but why make myself miserable? My problem is, of course, that I went back and sat down and started dubbing about, and the next thing I know it's 9 o'clock. I haven't done anything again. But I'm up, I'm out, I'm walking, I'm doing what I didn't do yesterday. It's only Thursday, still have another day this week. Next weekend, not this coming weekend, next weekend I'll be going down to Denver. The elder progeny and I will be attending Mile High Con. I'm hearing a sound, I can't quite make out what it is. Might be a truck's backup beeper. the monk post. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Hand is giving me problems. It's my mouse hand, or my trackball hand, so I have a suspicion I know the problem is. Much on my mind today. I don't have anything really percolating away other than what am I going to do? How am I going to get this story done? It's actually not that big a deal. I just need to get it on the page so I can figure out where the story is. I have this sneaking suspicion that this is another Captain Cher, where I've dithered about for 30, 40,000 words at the beginning, and I'm only now getting into what the story might possibly be. I keep introducing new characters, which is deadly. I need to stop doing that and figure out what these characters are actually doing. And the answer is, I think, not enough, which is why I keep bringing new people in to say, okay, are you going to do anything? We're going to try to drag my brain back from wherever it's wandered away to. Straighten up a little bit, see if I can loosen that knot. It's that's a hike. 325 days of meditation in a row this morning. which is pretty good. I only need 60 more days. 2 more months and I'll have done it for a whole year. If I can manage to keep it going for 2 more months. The beauty of it is, it doesn't take very long. It's like 10, 11 minutes. And I can, if I don't get to it over the course of the day, there's nothing to prevent me from doing it just before I go to bed. And it's not recommended to do it just before you go to bed, but at least I get it done. I get in there, I sit. And my brain has a chance to reset. My brain has a chance to lay back. I'm having a dreadful time trying to remember names lately, though. I was talking to my daughter yesterday, trying to remember Brian Humphrey's name. It's like, you know, I know this guy's name. It's like, what the hell is it? The director. Well, that'll teach me to linger. Start getting phone calls. So now I have 2 pieces of file I've got to merge together. Splice, post. Now, well, you know what? We'll get it done, we'll get it done. Probably should also go to the grocery store before it gets any busier. Today is Thursday, so it's not like Saturday or Sunday where there's a quiet period in the morning there and then it goes bonkers. Looks like the True Green guys either were really fast or haven't been here yet. Trees are mostly changed. There's a few drably green leaves hanging on. These crab apples here are beautiful. There's a lush green understory and then red leaves on the top, just dusting across the top. So it's quite lovely. It's quite beautiful. And then of course there's this big old honking cottonwood. Leaves are all yellow. A little bit of green in the shady parts, but it's looking quite nice. My maple tree hasn't completely turned, but the leaves are changing up here a bit. Looks like they haven't shown up yet. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.